Sunday Sports Roundup on Alive 90.5, your sound, your community. I am Suhei Pan, part of an internship program run between First and Sydney University and Alive 90.5. I'd like to thank Tony Solano for this opportunity. Joining me is another intern, which is Brody. Hi, Brody. How's it going?
Good, thanks. Good to be here.
That's good. And ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for a very important segment on our program. It is the Female Sports Volunteer of the Year competition. A big welcome to Brianna Wong of the Hurlston Park Wanderers. How are you, Brianna?
I'm good, thank you. How is everybody?
That's good, that's good. I'm doing fine. Why don't you tell us a bit about yourself? You're volunteering with the Hurlston Park Wanderers.
So I'm Brianna Wong. I am 15 years old and I have been playing, I started playing in under sixes for Hurlston Park Wanderers. I've done a lot of volunteering there. I have gone through the mini refs program, which is refereeing for the young girls and boys. I currently coach the Mini Roos program with another co-coach, which has been quite successful. I play NPL currently for a different club, Northbridge Bulls. And yeah, that's me.
That's good. That's good to hear. Joining Brianna today is her father, Terry, who was also part of the team, as well as the president of Hurlston Park Wanderers, Rosa Lee. How are we today, guys?
Very good. So thanks for having us.
Yeah, great. Thank you for having us.
That's good. That's good. And also we've got Michelle O'Shea from Western Sydney University. She's myself and Brody's one of our tutors, our lecturers, I should say. Hi, Michelle. How are we?
Oh, thank you so much. And just hearing Brianna list off all of those things that she does, just a marvelous accomplishment, and really excited to hear more about you and certainly the club. So thanks very much for the opportunity to be here.
That's good. Let's just get this started then. Brianna, so you mentioned that you've played with the club's under 16. How have they built your leadership skills as you've gone along volunteering for the club?
Really, they just have been giving me opportunities with the club. They have their awesome mini rest program. They've given me so many opportunities to coach within the club. And I've basically just jumped at every opportunity that they've given me. And that's how I've come here.
Yeah, that's good. How have you been able to balance volunteering for the club and at the same time, I'm assuming you're managing school commitments?
Yeah, it's not very easy. Yeah. I make it through. I usually do club stuff on a Saturday morning. So early I'm up, I'm down at the park. It's not very close anymore, but it's something to do. It's definitely something to do.
And Brianna, you mentioned the club's Mini Roos program. Can you go into a bit of detail about that and why it's one of your more important roles at the club?
Yeah, so I've been a co-coach at the Mini Roos program for about 3 seasons now, which is from when it has started. It has become a bigger and bigger program, and there has been quite a lot of development from the kids that have come through. It's definitely one of my more important roles because I like seeing the difference between when the kids first come in, they're very clingy to their parents, not knowing what they do, with them almost being able to play a full game by themselves with skills that I've taught them, basically.
That's good. And I'll put this question to Terry. And how proud are you of Brianna, how she's been dealing with school and volunteering for the club? How has she been managing to do this?
Yeah, good. Firstly, it's a slightly loaded question, but I'm obviously very proud of her accomplishments, needless to say. I think as a parent, you want is your kids to, I guess, be better versions of yourselves at some point. The fact that she's coaching, the fact that she's demonstrating these leadership skills and that she jumps at the opportunities, okay, obviously that's what we're really, really proud of. The juggle is real. Obviously she's got her own sporting and school commitments, but I think what makes that easier to do is the fact that she loves doing it and loves being down at the park. So I think that certainly makes a huge amount of difference.
Yeah, certainly makes her a proud parent, I'm assuming. So, yeah. Absolutely. Brianna, I mean, you mentioned you being a referee to go along with everything that you've been doing. How is that going for you? How's that passion on being a referee?
So I started doing their mini refs program at about, I think, 11 by memory. And I've always wanted to be a referee, basically, since starting that program. So this year I actually went to a proper course and I'm now a referee at the association. This passion probably just stems on teaching people how to play the game and, like, yeah.
Ah, it certainly makes sense. I mean, you know, I've seen a lot of referees and, you know, sometimes it's just, I feel as that's really hard to ref, and you doing it at this age it's incredible. So being nominated for the Female Sports Volunteer Award is quite an achievement, but how would you feel if you were to be the first ever winner of the award?
It would be amazing. Being nominated and becoming a finalist at such a young age, like, really shows that there's no real timeline that you can do this. You don't have to be a specific age to become a volunteer and, like, put your name out there in the club.
Yeah, and Brianna, do you see yourself actively volunteering in the future for the Hurlston Park Wanderers?
Yes, for sure I do. I'd love to keep on working with them. They've been with me since the start of my footballing career. And I love everything about the club, so why not?
That's it. And I'll go one last question for Rosalie. How have you seen the development of growth of Brianna through the years?
So I think Brianna's just an amazing volunteer, and it's been wonderful to watch her from those really young ages. So back early on, Brianna was kind of like showing that potential. When Terry was down coaching his Brianna's younger brothers, Brianna was there on the sidelines helping out, and then, you know, sort of basically running it, you know, organizing things. So she showed all that potential. But I think the thing that has really stood out is the way that she's been willing to get involved in so many things at the club. And so things like being, like, she was one of the first people to jump in terms of being one of our game leaders or mini refs at a really early age. She was so excited to be involved in that. And then it was so nice to, when we introduced the Mini Roos program, that she was kind of there and doing it. And I think the thing that is really important about that is that these are little kids, you know, these are little 3 to 5 year olds. And to have somebody who's like, who's almost, you know, a little bit bigger than you and a little bit, you know, sort of, but still able to be connected with you, has been so important. And that's what's really brought those kids on. And I'd have to say, you know, there are kids who started when Brianna first started doing that, who are now, you know, so enthusiastic about playing. And they weren't, as Brianna said, they weren't confident when they first started. They were clinging in, and she and her fellow mini-roo coordinator have really brought them out and done so much. And then the other thing I would say is that this year we've gone a little bit more formal in terms of the way that we've had the mini-roo training, and with the association we worked on the idea of these game leaders, and Brianna was our first game leader, our first qualified game leader, because she was kind of ready and she was the role model for all of the other young kids who are doing that thing. So I mean, there's so much that she's contributed to the club, which is of course why we nominated her.
Yes, and I can see that, Rosalie, for sure. I mean, I can see that Brianna is very well respected at the club, which is an understatement given what we've heard so far. I want to ask Brianna a question. Everyone's stealing questions from me. I want to ask her a question now. Brianna, what do you think makes a good volunteer? And if someone was interested, a female was interested in volunteering, how would you suggest they go about it?
Definitely getting to your nearest club. They're always looking for volunteers, people to get out there and help them out, because club-based teams, they don't have like big coaches to like pay for anything. So they'll be wanting anybody that is passionate about what they want to volunteer. In terms of actually volunteering, confidence is key. You can't go in there shy, not knowing what to do. You need to keep yourself out there and don't like shy away from the opportunities that come out.
Yes, very, very true. And I'll bring in Michelle O'Shea as well from the University of Western Sydney, who's done a lot of research in this space, female volunteering. Michelle, how proud does it make you to see volunteers like Brianna in the community, and also just how important it is for female volunteers to be involved in the community?
Yeah, I think a couple of things. And Terry, when we were off air, you sort of said, my claim to fame is being Brianna's father. And I've got a three-year-old little girl, Grace, and a little boy, Michael. And I think I might be taking some parenting tips from you. But equally, Rosalie, I think what I hear increasingly is it takes a village to raise a child. And I really can see through the application and today's conversation what an important anchor the club is. And I guess that role, that mentorship role and provision of opportunity, and certainly having spent many years working in the sport industry and now in academe, you know, I always feel that you can't be what you can't see, and having Brianna in, you know, her voice and seeing her accomplishments, but then that connectedness in terms of her father and yourself as the club president. I'm wondering if I might also ask a question of you, Rosalie, in terms of how are you as a club? Because I get the sense that this is actually something really important, and that the opportunities that have been afforded to Brianna are just one of many. And I'm just wondering about how you've been able to construct this culture and how you're going about challenging some of those norms, particularly as it relates to women and girls' involvement in sport and soccer, football.
Yeah, I think that's a great question, Michelle. And I think some of it is that as a club, we really had a big emphasis throughout, and it's not just me, it's throughout the, over many years, as long as I've been involved in the club, and I came in as a parent, just like everybody else, there's been a big emphasis on girls and women's football being an important part. And it's something that we're really proud of developing. And the idea of developing girls and women, not just as players, but as volunteers, and not just as managers, but as coaches of teams. And so that's why it's so important to see someone like Brianna to say, you can coach. When you're 15 years old, you can be a leader. You can show people how to play this game. You can be, you know, you can be, as you say, you can be what you want to be, and show people how you can be involved in the game. And that's been really fantastic. And one of the things I'm really proud of is that when I look across our mini ref or game leader program, we've got just as many girls, in fact, possibly more girls involved in that program as there are boys, because they see that it's an opportunity. They love to get involved. And in fact, in some ways, we're actually developing, because, we're developing those qualities in girls as well. So I think there's many things there.
Yeah, no, just marvellous. And reiterating, I'm definitely coming to you two for advice.
You can bring your children to play with us.
Definitely.
Welcome to come and be involved in Brianna's Gimu program.
Well, I'd like to thank the Hurlston Park Wanderers Soccer Club for allowing us to interview Brianna, and also doing great things in the female sports volunteering space. Brianna, you are a finalist for the Female Sports Volunteer of the Year Award, and we're going to announce the winner in the next couple of weeks or months. We're just working out following COVID what will happen in that respect. But we do wish you the best of luck, and thank Terry, Rosalie and Brianna for joining the chat today, along with Michelle, Brody and Sahabe. I'm Tony Salerno. This is Sunday Sports Roundup on Alive 90.5, your sound, your community.